It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. Officials are hoping to reopen the Port of Benicia just days after a massive fire destroyed one of its key piers. KQED's Juan Carlos Lara reports.
The blaze burned for 24 hours, fueled by a flammable preservative on the wooden underside of a dock. The nearby Valero refinery uses that dock to ship petroleum coke, a refinery byproduct. A similar port fire in 2001 caused a months-long shutdown, leading many to ask how long the port would be closed this time. For workers, the closure means fewer hours. Here's Farless Daly, president of the local union.
We had two ships there, now we have one. So yes, it is going to affect the longshoremen and how we do our work.
City officials say the port is key to the region's economy. Amports brings in cars there, and any impact to Valero's fuel output could mean higher gas prices. But environmental groups worry that the port's operations represent a safety risk to nearby communities. Sejal Choksi Chu is executive director of San Francisco Baykeeper. She said stricter safety measures are needed to stop further harm from pollution.
We can't have things like this continue to happen. We have oil spills all the time. We have petroleum coke getting into the water and into our communities. We have coal getting into our communities and into the water. And it's just a dirty situation that we really need to start moving away from.
But Valero said in a report that the port's main structural elements are safe, and Benicia officials say operations can resume on the undamaged portions once the Coast Guard gives approval. Daly said reopening could come as early as this week. I'm Juan Carlos Lara, KQED News.